If Obama is looking for some foreign policy guidance, he might check an unlikely source, the movie The Godfather. Two U.S. policy analysts say The Godfather serves as a metaphor for the policy dilemmas facing the presidential candidates. They've written an article called A Foreign Policy You Can't Refuse. It appears in the current issue of Harper's Magazine. The BBC's Gordon Carrera spoke with one of the authors, Wes Mitchell, of the Center for European Policy Analysis in Washington.
You couldn't have scripted a better or more intelligent metaphor for the current predicament that America finds itself in geopolitically.
It's the story of an aging mafia don, Vito Corleone, whose hold on power is not all it seems.
You see the don, Vito Corleone. He is, in many ways, emblematic of a declining hegemon. The movie opens with, all's well in the life of the sole remaining superpower. He's at the wedding of his daughter. People are coming to pay fealty. And then you quickly find out over the course of the next few scenes that the Don's power is a bit of a charade, that he is in fact a declining hegemon.
A daring plot to assassinate the Don by his rival, the Turk Salazzo, shakes the family's power. A metaphor for America's experience in recent years, Mitchell contends.
A magnificent, tight little parallel between what happens to Vito Corleone when he is confronted with Salazzo, who is not a great power, who challenges the Don. And when he's shot at the fruit stand, this in many ways is, I think, a good parallel to what happened to the United States on September 11th. There was a shock to the system that the Don is, in fact, vulnerable. And it's after that hit on the Don that I think it begins to sink into the other three sons that there's a need for a response to the Salazzo threat.
It's the different responses of the three sons of the Godfather that is central to the metaphor for American foreign policy and its choices, according to Mitchell.
And then his three sons come into the scene who, in rapid succession, and rather shockingly, I might add, show strong parallels to the three prevailing schools of thought in American foreign policy. You have the heir to the Corleone Empire, Sonny, the tempestuous eldest son, who is the ultimate cinematic archetype of a neoconservative, in that he takes for granted the reality of unipolarity and seeks to use primarily military strength to perpetuate that state of unipolarity. You have Tom, the consigliere, the backroom diplomat and lawyer. He sees the reality of decline and the challenge of the Turk Salazzo, and his response is to want to rely on the institutions that the family has built over the preceding couple of decades. And then finally, of course, you have Michael, the key figure in the story, who comes in as a Marine from war, and everyone thinks he knows nothing about the family business, but he understands something that the other two brothers don't understand. He's not as smart as Tom, and he's not as tough as Sonny, but he understands power. I think Sonny represents the neocon, Tom represents the liberal institutionalist, and Michael represents the realist.
If you had to put one of the characters to the presidential candidates at the moment, how would you do that?
I think at the moment we've got a Tom and a Sonny, and I think that's part of the tragedy of where we stand in American foreign policy at the current moment. I think Obama is a quintessential Tom. He, like Tom, thinks that America is still the power at the table with the most leverage, and even his offer of condition-free talks with Tehran is symptomatic of a unipolarist mind view. It's a way of saying, once Sonny is out of the picture, Tom will sit down at the table with Tehran one-on-one. We have the most leverage at the table, and we'll talk them off the ledge. I think McCain has strong Sonny tendencies and is certainly more tempted than Obama to reach for the military tool in the toolkit. And I think what will happen for either candidate if they're elected, it will become apparent that the Tom and Sonny approaches to the world are broken. And when that moment comes, it'll be up to Obama or McCain to show the courage and imagination to accept an injection of Michael-esque thinking into their approach to foreign policy.
But the analogy does have its limits.
Will some people not be put off by the idea of analogizing US values and interests and foreign policy to the mafia?
Indeed, they may. And we make it very clear that this is, of course, one of many places where the analogy does break down, that the United States is worth infinitely more in moral terms to the people of the United States, and I think still to a lot of the people of the world, than a New York crime syndicate.
For The World, I'm Gordon Carrera.